AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Early voting has started in battleground state Wisconsin. Later today, Vice President Kamala Harris appears at a town hall meeting in Washington to be televised by Telemundo. In Miami, former President Donald Trump spoke at a roundtable with Latino voters. He again spoke about the threat from within.
We can't play games with these people. These are people that are dangerous people. And again, you know, Hillary and Biden. Now, Biden didn't tell the truth very much, but he was much better than this one. This one is just an outright, I've never seen anything like it.
The Trump and Harris campaign see what could be an election-deciding opportunity with Latino men. Former Abercrombie & Fitch CEO Michael Jeffries has been arrested on federal sex trafficking charges. U.S. Attorney Breon Peace says Jeffries, partner Matthew Smith, and employee James Jacobson are accused of luring men into drug-laced, outlandish, and coercive sex parties held around the world.
But beyond simply hiring men for sex, Jeffries, Smith, and Jacobson use force, fraud, and coercion to traffic those men for their own sexual gratification.
The three are due later in various courts. The Israeli military leveled a building in a suburb of Beirut that it said housed Hezbollah facilities, sending smoke and debris into the air. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel to again pursue a ceasefire and hostage deal between Israel and Hamas. A small town in far eastern Cuba is recovering from flooding that killed at least six people after Hurricane Oscar crossed the island's east coast as a tropical storm with winds and heavy rain. Cuba's capital, Havana, was partially illuminated after a massive blackout that has generated a handful of protests and a stern government warning that any unrest will be punished. A man in Ohio has been arrested on charges he brought a massive Trump sign to the U.S. Capitol during the mob attack in 2021. This is AP News. There is an IV shortage.
People often plan non-emergency surgeries in the fall and early winter months when their insurance coverage will pick up more of the bill. But they may have to wait now. A crucial IV and sterile fluids factory close to North Carolina remains shut down from hurricane-related damage. Hurricane Helene forced Baxter International to close its plant late last month. The lack of supplies is causing some surgery schedules to shift. Health systems started conserving fluids shortly after the plant shut down. Some switched patients who can drink fluids to Gatorade or water instead of giving them an IV. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved temporarily importing fluids from Baxter plants in other countries. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Federal regulators gave a strong push to electric-powered air taxis by issuing a final rule for operating the aircraft and how pilots will be trained to fly them. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.